Florida's citrus industry has long helped give the state its identity, but citrus production is down nearly 60% from a decade ago, largely because of the disease called citrus greening. Those in the industry say that citrus is at a crossroads. How will the industry be affected by a new political reality in Tallahassee, including a governor who did not mention citrus in his State of the State address, and a commissioner of agriculture and consumer services without a background in agriculture? WUSF's Robin Sussingham reports.
Do you know way down?
When Adam Putnam announced his candidacy for the governor of the state of Florida, he stood on the steps of the stately old county courthouse in Bartow in front of a cheering crowd with the American flag waving, the state song playing, and crates of oranges lining the stage. In the speech, Putnam talked about growing up in his family's citrus business and helping the orange groves through the freezes.
And so I learned at an early age about riding groves late at night, checking pumps and checking temperatures, and assessing the damage the next morning and moving forward. And every summer we would replant. And the summer after that, after another freeze, we would replant again, but we would persevere.
Putnam, who presumably would have championed the citrus industry as governor of Florida, was the clear favorite.
He had all the money. He had all the establishment support. He had the name ID. He had won two statewide elections. He's a very, very gregarious campaigner. And in the end, none of that mattered.
That's Steve Bosquet, a columnist for the Sentinel newspapers, who's been reporting on Florida politics for decades.
Citrus generally has done best when there's a really powerful person holding a bully pulpit who is from Polk or Orange County or that part of the state. We don't have that at the moment. That would have happened had Adam Putnam won the governorship, but it didn't happen.
Bosquet says the citrus industry does not have a champion now in any powerful state political position. That is a huge change for what was once considered an iconic foundational industry to the state's economy. Think of past governors of Florida like the late Lawton Chiles. Here is then-Senator Chiles in 1987 on a TV program speaking to grove owners about the historic importance of citrus.
My great-grandparents came to Ormondale and planted the first grove in that area and settled all and named all the first lakes there. So I know something about that heritage that comes from those people.
The heritage that Lawton Chiles was talking about is disappearing, says Rick Dantzler, a former state legislator and now the chief operating officer of the Citrus Research and Development Foundation, the leading agency overseeing scientific research against citrus greening. He says citrus is what has given Florida its identity for the last 100 years. But there are 375,000 newcomers arriving in the state every year, moving into brand new houses where orange groves used to stand. And those new Floridians might care about agriculture, Dantzler says, but it's not in their DNA.
They've never been lost in a swamp. They've never lost their hunting dogs and had to find them, and they've never had their hands in the belly of the deer and all those kinds of things. And I just think there's a love and appreciation for the state that you just can't have unless it's in your blood.
Dantzler says the importance in that change in culture is its ability to change the entire physical landscape of the state. Florida's citrus groves are down to half the acreage that they covered in 1996.
What's so threatening is that when a citrus grove ceases to be a citrus grove, it probably becomes rooftops.
Polk County's Adam Putnam, who failed to become governor but did serve two terms as Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, is a fifth-generation farmer and third-generation citrus grower. In another signpost for citrus, the new ag commissioner, Nikki Freed, was a medical marijuana lobbyist from Miami. And Bosquet says she's emphasizing the consumer services side of her job. Freed didn't respond to requests for an interview, but has said that besides marijuana, she'll focus on water quality issues and concealed weapons permitting. Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.